You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Looks like there's some controversy over these common core state standards. We're going to talk about that. Is the government getting involved in our schools, or do schools need to follow some sort of guidelines when it comes to teaching our students? And should the guidelines come from the government or somebody else? So we're going to talk about that. Speaking of schools, I guess there's a high school that the students are getting pretty upset because their cheerleading uniforms are too risque for them to wear during school. So the cheerleading outfits exist, but they're too risque, I guess, for them to actually be in the classroom. So not too sure what's going there with the dress code. Then we have a mother of four who conned her family and friends to believe that she had twins. Then the babies died during childbirth. She claims this all happened. I believe they even had a memorial service, but it was all fake. So we'll talk about that. That's kind of confusing. Naked Juice is giving customers up to $75 each after settling a $9 million class action suit. Customers with proof of purchase are eligible for up to $75. And those without receipts can receive a maximum of $45. I bought tons of Naked Juice. I didn't even think I could get in on this. Oh, well. Naked Juice is one of those juices, you know, like the Green Machine, etc. Supposed to have a bunch of vegetables in them. All right, well, apparently there were some issues that it might not have had everything that it claimed to have. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I wanted to talk about this in a previous hour, how Japanese scientists have launched a sperm bank for endangered animals in the hopes of one day populating other planets with these animal populations. So they've used a freeze-dry technology where they've successfully preserved sperm taken from two endangered primates and a type of giraffe. Not sure how they got the sperm. I don't even think I want to go there and see the video. Now, this is almost like a Noah's Ark, maybe kind of in reverse, yet creepy. Yeah. Something like that. The team at Kyoto University's Institute of Laboratory Animals Graduate School of Medicine mixed the sperm of the endangered creatures with a special preservation liquid. Then they freeze-dry it, kind of like Tang, right? No, not like Tang. Okay, or like NASA's type stuff. Freeze-dry it that allows them to store it at just 4 degrees Celsius, according to Associate Professor Takahito Kaneko, who led the experiment. Now, usually when you store sperm, it's a lot colder. And I guess you need to use more energy. So this, according to Mail Online, is energy saving and I guess easier. Now, they have practiced this with rats, where they freeze-dried sperm from rats without needing to use the bulky liquid nitrogen equipment, etc. And they were able to keep these rats' sperm viable and use them 5 years later. You know what? I'm for any sort of cheap method. Because these liquid nitrogen, it's expensive. When you try to store anything, stem cells, etc., it's expensive. Now, what they want to do is to be able to, when they need it, I guess, immediately be able to use it without, and possibly even be able to transfer it, my guess. Now, right now, they say there's no human application for the technology, but they could obviously use this technology maybe later. So, freeze-dry the sperm, use it at a later time. But what's also interesting is, let's say there's a power failure. Remember I told you there was a sperm bank last week that got sued because there was a power failure or some generator issue and all these sperms suffered damages because they weren't stored properly? They think that this type of technology would allow it to still be safe even in the event of power failures. So for those of you thinking about saving your sperm, That could be an interesting way to do it, to freeze dry it. Yeah. Now, speaking of freeze dry guy, different, has nothing to do with sperm. Freeze dry guy, great food, never too early to prepare. Make sure you guys stock up on your freeze dry guy. Always important to do. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A doctor has been the first one to live stream an operation via his Google Glass. It allowed the doctor to consult in real time with a colleague who was states away. I guess it's part of the Google Glass Explorer program, which has allowed 1,000 people in the U.S. to test the device. Apparently, the Google Glass is very high resolution. All right, you have a 25-inch high-definition screen, 8 feet away. That, I mean, it appears to be such as that. You have videos, photos, audio, Wi-Fi, 12 gigabytes of usable memory, 16 gigabytes flash total. Now, I don't know much about Google Glass, and I don't know much about operating while wearing Google Glass. To me, I would think that high-definition screen that you're looking at in one eye would just really mess me up, so I wouldn't. But apparently, Dr. Christopher Kading is the physician who performed the surgery. He's also director of sports medicine at Ohio State. And I'm not really sure. I guess it was some sort of a knee operation. And his colleague was able to watch surgery from another site on campus, somebody else states away. And I guess this will allow, you know, imagine medical students. You know, somebody's on vacation and the medical student is operating. Like, no, don't go there. No, go there. Go. You got it? Okay, I'm hitting the beach. Are you good? I think so. Just, you know, just call me if you need more help. I mean, it does. It's going to allow. Well, also, think about it, you know. We're going to have less and less doctors doing medicine now. So we may need to have this type of remote communication between non-doctors and doctors trying to take care of the patients. We're going to have to. So, I mean, it's cool stuff. For somebody, I think I'm just not ready to jump in on the whole Google Glass thing yet. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust.
MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. All right, so there's going to be some debate whether we should nationalize, I'm not sure if socialized is the right word, our education system. And apparently there's been some news on these Common Core state standards. Now, I have to admit, I try to keep up on all the education news because I think it's extremely important for the families and for my listeners, etc. But I apologize if I'm learning this as we go as well. Apparently the Common Core state standards, which we've kind of been learning a lot about today in the news, has been adopted by about 45 states and the District of Columbia in hopes that it could prepare our students later for college or a job. It makes sense, okay? Problem is most parents don't really know what these are. What are these Common Core standards? They're supposed to be benchmarks in reading, in math. Rather than states varying widely on what they teach their students, it seems to then nationalize it a little bit more. The national government was not supposed to be involved in creating them. This was supposed to be led by the states, all right? But some people are a little concerned that there is a national arm in this. Looks like half the parents have no idea what this Common Core state standard is even supposed to be. All right, so basically the standards spell out grade by grade, according to ABC News, right, that reading and math skills the student should have all the way from kindergarten to high school. So a first grade reader should be able to use stories, pictures, and details, etc. By second grade, they should be able to compare stories like Cinderella. In math, let's say a first grade student is supposed to be able to add and subtract. But in third grade, do multiplication and division. You know, I never got multiplication until the fifth grade. In the early 80s, you got it in the fifth grade. Now these kids are getting in the third grade. Blows my mind. It's cool. Okay, but it's not supposed to be a day-to-day curriculum. Okay, that dictates the teacher's lessons. From what we understand, it's supposed to, you know, be guidelines that by the third grade, these are what the kids should be doing, by the first grade, etc. They say the new standards are supposed to be more rigorous because they require students to do more thinking and more reasoning as opposed to more memorizing it. Memorizing, okay? They're supposed to be, they're also supposed to be incorporating, like, let's say, the Declaration of Independence. Okay, in some of their literary texts, rather than just reading fiction, what about some nonfiction or some historical documents, etc.? Math is changing. Rather than just problem solving, figure out the why. Why does this work? All right, now, for some of us, we didn't want to know the why. I didn't. Just give me the algebra, give me the geometry. I don't need to know why. Just let me memorize it all and let me get through it. And I did very well. Until, you know, somebody now, you know, asked me, well, why is the surface volume this? I don't know. I just memorized and did it. So I get that. I think it is important for people to know why, because it makes sense. Okay. But not everybody wants to know that. Okay. I guess the standardized tests, I mean, there's a little bit more than just, bubble exams filling in the bubbles. Some of these, the people have to actually do short answers, etc. Now, the states that haven't adopted these standards are Alaska, Texas, Nebraska, Virginia, and Minnesota. Okay? The other states have them. And I guess some of them are still implementing them. Well, apparently news came out today in U.S. News that Minnesota reading scores plummeted in Common Core assessments. And I guess students across the state also scored lower in reading and math proficiency. Now, this is being reported by U.S. News. They said students' overall scores dropped slightly in math. Every grade showed a noticeable drop in reading, according to the 2013 Minnesota Comprehensive Assessment scores released yesterday. And the number of students who scored as proficient in reading dropped down to 58%. Math, 1% from 62 to 61%. So then what is going on here? Is it that the standards stink? Is it because the teachers aren't used to these standards so they don't know how to, you know, work with them? Do we have to go back to old school? Or is there something else going on where kids now are in this day and age of if you're bored, you could easily just shift your focus to something else. You know, allowing them to be more ADD if they want to be. Even kids that are non-ADD are allowed to be now ADD. Oh, fine, switch the station. Switch the video game. Hit this, hit that. All right, on the computer. You don't have to sit there and look through a book anymore. All you have to do is Google and click the page. You don't even have to navigate through a table of contents or go through an index. I don't even know if these kids are learning how to navigate through a book because all you have to do now is Google the subject and it comes up with the information right then and there. You don't even have to draw conclusions with a book that if I want to learn about this, I have to get through the first few chapters. It's not like that anymore. And so is this just a fluke? All right, well, they had a bad year. Is it the economy where more kids are being shoved into classes because there's less teachers and the state has less money? I don't know. I don't know what's going on in Minnesota. I don't know what's going on in all our states. But what I do know is if you only have statewide 58% proficiency in reading on that particular class year's reading scores, we have a huge problem. We already have students underlearning because they aren't memorizing phone numbers, they aren't memorizing birth dates, they're relying on their smartphones, they're relying on their tablets. We then need them to overcompensate in something else. We are creating a very unintelligent generation that doesn't have to work their mind, the more easy technology makes it for them. Now, I understand that there's now all these subjects and even majors in college that have to do with computers. And you being able to navigate computers and figure out what makes them tick, that's now an art that many of us don't know. I will never understand that. I still don't understand how a TV works. So I don't ask me how a computer works. I have no idea why I could Google something and it comes up on a search. I'm able to click it. It comes up and I could read it. I just figured there's some sort of network and connection and clicking is the key to it. And that's just the way it is. You know, why does the key make the door work type of thing? That's just how it is. So I understand there is going to be more to learn as we go. But as we make school and learning and life so much easier, our kids are going to be less intelligent. So I kind of dig the idea that we try to push more the why these things work rather than just memorize it and move on. I think that's important. I love the idea of incorporating the Constitution into some of the required reading. Thank you. Maybe even parts of the Bible. You don't even have to practicing Christian or Jew, etc. But quotes from the Bible, I mean, those types of things, why not have some baseline knowledge? One of the high schools in town is a Catholic high school, and what they have are classes there where it's required. They have to do Old Testament, they have to do New Testament, and then they have to learn about world religion. I didn't learn anything about the Quran, about Buddhism, about Hinduism, yet I'm supposed to be international, right, in my job later, whether you go into business, etc., and to be able to relate to people of other countries without even understanding some of their core religion. All right, you don't have to believe or pray. I know everyone wants, you know, separation of church and state. I get that. But learning some of our historical documents, why not? I think it's great. Now, if I understand that that's a place a lot of people don't want to go to. They don't want the Quran or the Old Testament or the New Testament or the Book of Mormon involved in class discussions because there could be a lot of issues that come up with speech or whatever, putting a lot of people into, let's say, a predicament that they don't want to be in. And it could just be the semantics could be difficult. I get that. But going back to at least the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution or things that are the Bill of Rights. I mean, why not have that as required reading? To me, it makes perfect sense. But, I do get nervous when government gets involved, but I did always find that confusing that one state differed from another state. And the reason why I found that confusing is because I went to 12 different schools. My folks moved around a lot. Between California, Arizona, and Nevada, I ended up not learning a whole bunch of stuff and learning 5-6 times the same thing because of all the times I moved. And it would be nice with all the mobility that these kids and families are now moving interstate to be able to have some sort of a consistency. So I get that. All right, when we come back, thyroid cancer, should we blow it off? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quick, we were talking about, you know, some of these kids not knowing certain things and how there are certain classics that I think is important for, not even classics, just, you know, like our Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights to be introduced in school as required reading. I think that's great stuff. This is a very interesting article I read, how many people misquote classic lines from Field of Dreams, Wizard of Oz, Empire Strikes Back, etc. And it's kind of interesting because I guess many people, for example, the Queen, right? You know, many people think like Snow White, you know, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? I guess it's not mirror, mirror on the wall, it's magic mirror on the wall. Yeah, we've been saying mirror, mirror on the wall this whole time. And it's like we made it in absolute that, okay, well, we made it history. That's what it was. No, it was magic mirror on the wall. I guess another quote is Dorothy and Oz. Okay? I guess many people think she says, Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore, but she doesn't say it. She says, Toto, I've a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. Okay? So there's a little difference there. I guess Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come. It's supposed to be, if you build it, he will come. Empire Strikes Back, everybody always goes, Luke, I am your father. I guess he doesn't say that. He goes, no, I am your father. Your father. I don't know how I can't do Darth Vader's voice. But in The Empire Strikes Back, very, very famous quote. People don't misquote it. Then, Dirty Harry. Okay? They think Clint Eastwood says, do you feel lucky, punk? No. I guess the true line, according to Daily Mail, is you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? So, you know, it's interesting how people will change it, and then that is what gets passed on over. Oh, I'm looking at old Clint Eastwood pictures. Boy, was he handsome. Clint Eastwood was one handsome guy. So was Kevin Costner. Wow. Oh, well, okay. We'll move on. I'm getting distracted. But anyway, cool stuff. Okay, I want to talk about this Florida high school that has decided that its own cheerleading uniforms are too risque for the dress code, and cheerleaders are banned from wearing them to class on school spirit days, even though they are allowed to wear them football and in front of everybody on football. You know, I never understood that, because even in the 80s, okay, you know, the cheerleading outfits were very short skirts. I never understood why cheerleaders were allowed to wear it, but when mini skirts were coming out in the 80s, we had rules on how short the skirts could be. So I never understood that. I always thought the cheerleading outfits were too short, even in high school. But I was like, well, cheerleaders, they're like royalty in the school, so they get to do whatever the heck they want. But, I mean, some people say the cheerleading outfits are not supposed to be short for sexy. They're supposed to be short so they could do all the flips and the kicks. But remember, in the olden days, you would have a pleated skirt that would move very easily. Now, everyone's trying to get around the whole skirt thing to the point that I guess they're going to eventually just be, what, bikinis? I don't know. So I guess the uniforms have short skirts and sleeveless tops, and dress code requirements in this particular school, I believe it is, oh, it's one of the Florida high schools, Countryside High School in Clearwater, Florida. I love Clearwater. If you've never been to a real cool city, I like Clearwater a lot. Got family out there. So, of course, people are upset. I mean, honestly, I understand why the skirts have to be short. They get to move. They get to, you know, do their sprints and their jumps and whatever. But, no, I do think it's inappropriate for school. That never made sense, that the cheerleaders get to all day long wear something they really don't need till the end of the day. Okay, and then the boys in the class are distracted. And, you know, so I get that. You know, football uniforms. If the football player wore his uniform all day long, right, okay, then it would be an impedance because you have the, you know, the shoulder guards and all that. It would, they can't do it. Now, I understand on game day you're wearing some sort of a shirt, spirit shirt or whatever. I get that. That's good. Because, again, you want to be identified in your school as a cheerleader. I get that. But it is. It's getting to the point where these things are just, I mean, they aren't even considered clothes anymore. I'm a huge fan of dress codes. I think it's great. But one of the reasons why I'm a huge fan of dress codes is because of the money it saves. You know, I hated as a girl growing up in the 80s that I had to buy, I couldn't wear the same outfit twice in one month. That was ridiculous. I did because my parents didn't have money and trying to mix and match. But I was sick of trying to find a wardrobe where nobody would think I was wearing the same thing. Imagine if you're just wearing school uniforms, and think of all the money you save. Yeah, your daughters may want to dress it up with certain accessories, and maybe the boys want a belt or something, but overall, you save bucks. Leslie Wilfred, 37 years old, pretended she had given birth to twins at 5 months who had died during childbirth, had a memorial service, only for friends and family to find out she was lying the whole time. She convinced doctors and friends in Thomasville, Georgia, that her four other young children suffered from serious illnesses, leading one to undergo invasive surgeries. She has been diagnosed with Munchausen syndrome. Now, Munchausen is where people make up illnesses for themselves and their children, or often hurt their kids to show illnesses. It is a very weird psychological disorder that a lot of people don't understand, but it exists. Now, she is, from what I understand, in prison. I'm not sure for how many years, but she is busted for doing this. Oh, 8 years of prison, it looks like. Crazy stuff. And, I mean, many investigators have never seen anything like this. But the police learned of the scheme when Child Protective Services was interviewing her about her unruly stepson and noticed she was talking about his attitude harming the unborn babies. After claiming the babies had died, CPS decided to investigate further and discovered all these lies. Then the lies that had also, I guess, extended to all her children. She said her 13-year-old son had needed his gallbladder removed as a child. She also claimed he needed a liver transplant. She was raising money all around town to try to get money for her kids. I don't think she, I hope not, didn't actually put the kids under surgery. Luckily, a doctor would say, what the hell is this? We don't need to. But the fact that she was trying to collect money, et cetera, from, I mean, that, yeah, she's going to jail. That's fraud. So, Munchausen, we're going to spend some time with that. You know, people with this condition will a lot of times be married. It's not even single mom. These are people who are married, and the partner lets it happen. And we don't understand why. And maybe it's because they're afraid of, I don't get it. I don't understand how anybody could put their children in harm's way and then let alone be a bystander to this. Makes absolutely no sense to me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, another thing that makes no sense is people saying we are overdiagnosing and overtreating thyroid cancer. When it comes to cancer, no, I don't think you can overdiagnose and overtreat. The incidence of thyroid cancer in the U.S. has tripled in the past 30 years, from 3.6 per 100,000 to 11.6 per 1,000, making it one of the fastest growing diagnoses. But they say many of these are low-risk papillary thyroid cancers that are unlikely to ever progress or cause death. The problem is I've seen cases that did go bad. And there's not like a marker or something that you can, there's not like a certain test that I think is easy, very easy to run to see if it's going to be an aggressive type or not. One of my young nurses had thyroid cancer years ago, and the thyroid actually looked normal on CAT scan. But because she had a swollen lymph node, we investigated, even though the lymph node was biopsied and it was negative. Turns out she had cancer up and down her neck, under her sternum. It was vicious. It was ugly. And she lived, but the doctor was extremely concerned because thyroid cancer could still metastasize, go to the bone, etc. So we're going to talk about this a little bit more, how to screen for thyroid cancer, even though we're not allowed to screen it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. To wrap up the story on the low-risk thyroid cancer being overdiagnosed and overtreated, many of you have asked me, if thyroid cancer is in the family, what should I do to screen? How aggressive should I be? Well, what I usually tell people is if you have low thyroid or a hyperactive thyroid, we usually get an ultrasound just to see what the gland looks like. If the gland starts to have any nodules that seem to be a little suspicious, then we would probably get them biopsied. So it doesn't mean everybody has to go and get a thyroid ultrasound automatically. But not everybody with thyroid cancer will have abnormal thyroid function tests. So you could have normal blood work and go about your everyday life and still be growing a thyroid cancer and not knowing. True, most thyroid cancers are so slow growing and they don't cause death. We still don't want to underestimate. So when your doctor palpates your thyroid, if they feel like something is off, you could get an ultrasound. If there's a family history of thyroid cancer, why not? get an ultrasound. I think it's extremely important. If you have fatigue or you're not feeling right and your thyroid is kind of normal but low normal, get the ultrasound. Based on the ultrasound, your thyroid doctor would decide if they're going to take a little sample or not of the thyroid nodule. Some of these FNAs or these fine needle aspirations, they don't even hurt from what some of my patients tell me. I would think they would hurt like the dickens, but apparently many patients say when done right, it's okay. So, but I don't want you to read these articles going, okay, well, I guess I could blow it off because it's slow growing. No, thyroid cancer is not something to blow off. All right. But is it overtreated? Well, it depends on actually the type. I couldn't tell you. I don't, you know, there's a variety of different types and aggressive thyroid cancers and non-aggressive thyroid cancer, so it depends. But remember, as we go through our Obamacare changes, there's going to be more and more media coverage urging less to be done with us as the human population. Be careful with that, okay? That's all I'm saying. One of you had we were talking about foot pain. So many of you had comments and suggestions. You emailed, etc. We were talking about foot pain yesterday, and I want to go to the phone lines to hear some of your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Make a comment about your show tonight about shoes. And the thing about shoes is what you can do if your feet swell a little bit is buy shoes that are half size larger. And then, I don't know if you have orthotics, use orthotics and then just try and see how your arch is. You know, see if you have an arch or not arch. If you have flat feet, you're in trouble. But, I mean, you could make an arch and maybe distribute the weight by using the orthotics to, instead of having pain in your feet, you might have them, you know, might help your knees. Or if you have pain in your knees, that might even go away. But, I mean, the best thing you can do is, if you're walking all day, just get a half size over, hopefully, you know, because if your toes are up against the shoes, man, it's going to be a killer all day.
No, and I like this one comment and this one call because we were talking yesterday about how one thing I noticed is I will buy size. I can't always find a half size in women's shoes. Men can. But for me, I found that buying a different size, a larger size, I'm able to then play around with it, et cetera. Like if I need to add like a thicker sock or a lighter trouser sock or something to make it work. But it's a very good point. If your feet swell throughout the day, you know, we talked about with foot pain, many of you will try on a shoe early during the day. You'll go shoe shopping on your way to work. You'll grab a pair of shoes, fine. Okay, and then these are the types of shoes you wear all day long. Well, by the end of the day, your feet swell. And I don't think we realize that our feet could go up a whole half size, sometimes even a full foot size by the end of the day. Now, if God forbid you are having that type of foot swell, I need you to talk to the doctor. Okay, I want to make sure it's not your calcium channel blocker, like a blood pressure medicine causing you to swell. Maybe there's another type of issue. Some of you could be having some issues with your cardiac pump, the heart pump, so you're getting some backflow of pressure of fluid. So, you know, if you are having that type of significant foot swelling, I do want to know about it, and your doctor should know about it. But I think many of us are of the belief that whatever your shoe size is, that's what you have to wear. And none of us even think about some common sense type stuff. Like this caller said, just buy an extra half size that you wear at work. And then by the end of the day, you're in it comfortably, as long as it's not too big in the morning. Just one of those little simple things that I think a lot of us forget about. But it could add years to your life, making sure that your feet aren't always squished and uncomfortable and being able to, you know, not have to compensate with your knees and hips, etc. So it was a great point, and I'm glad we have that comment. We're talking about, there's a few things I want to talk about here. This new element that may be on the periodic table, they say the element would be atomic number 115. You know how we have, you have helium and hydrogen, and or there's hydrogen and then helium, and then you have your carbons and your oxygen, et cetera, right, on your periodic table. They now have another element. It hasn't been named yet, but it's highly radioactive, and it exists for less than a second before it decays into lighter atoms. And this was found almost 10 years ago by Russian scientists. It's actually a heavy element. All right, but new evidence by the Swedish team has kind of reinforced that this is something that could be on the periodic table, being element number 115. That's some pretty cool stuff. excuse me, I don't know much about protons, neutrons, electrons. I just knew whatever I had to get through the class. But I do know that atoms are one of the smallest elements. It's supposed to be the, excuse me, I'm hiccuping. Not as big as the hiccups that I'm making. But they are supposed to be the building blocks of everything we eat. Excuse me, am I still hiccuping? Oh, man, I got the hiccups. Just thank God it's the end of the show. All right, you guys are going to have to listen to hiccups. But anyway, not to bore you all, this is cool stuff. Periodic table. Look up your atoms. See what 115 would be. Because remember, you guys made a mnemonic to kind of remember all these things. You're going to have to come up with a new mnemonic. All right, now, coming up with new monogrammed towels and sheets is going to be Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. Apparently, they have confirmed that they are going to separate after 13 years of marriage. Now, Michael Douglas, from what I understand, is, I think, 68. Catherine Zeta-Jones is 43. They've been married for 13 years. Apparently, they've had some issues with their marriage. Many people think it has to do with his throat cancer and the HPV that possibly caused it. Why was HPV in his mouth? People blame Sharon Stone. I don't think it has anything to do with that. Okay, I just think many Hollywood couples, I mean, you got to look at the glasses half full. I mean, they've lasted 13 years. Hollywood couples, I mean, look at Britney Spears. Okay, they usually don't last that long. So right now, they've told People Magazine they are taking a break. Do relationships having that big an age difference, does that already doom the relationship from the start? Or can people have huge age differences and last? I think really there's no science to it. Okay, yes, you probably have an easier time when you have more in common. And many people that have more in common, whether it's politically or ideologically or music-wise, etc., it does help being of the same generation. These two are of different generations. He's old enough to be your father. Okay, yeah, you know, but as we blur the middle-age lines, a 43-year-old being with a 68-year-old is not taboo by any means. Okay, so did their marriage just end because of regular Hollywood pressures and, you know, them having to deal with, I don't know, you know, issues with their careers, etc.? Was it the cancer? Usually cancer in a family could cause a lot of strain, all right? But, people, it's a shame because people are looking at this as it was doomed from the start. You have to admit, 13 years is a great run. But I think people go through certain changes themselves. And sometimes they just realize they don't want to be with the one particular person they're with. I mean, personally, I would think you would, you know, till death do us part. But it doesn't always happen. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please make sure you be safe. God bless. Talk to you tomorrow.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.